Hello, Oregonians, and welcome to Life and Legislation with Lucetta. If you've ever wanted to get to know your politicians personally or understand what it is they are actually doing, then you're in the right place. I'm your podcast host, Jessica Campbell.
I'm your state representative for House District 24, Lucetta Elmer.
This podcast is a place for you to get to know Representative Elmer, both personally and professionally.
We want Oregonians to feel connected with and educated about their state politics. So we're so glad you've joined us on a fresh new podcast adventure as we cover all things about life and legislation.
Hi, Oregonians, and welcome back to Life and Legislation with Lucetta. Today, we're going to be talking about schedules, which all my type A friends are like, yes, I love schedules. Give me a spreadsheet and color-coded things, and this is great. And many of you are going, that's my nightmare. I don't want to talk about schedules. I go 5 minutes at a time and I go with the flow. But in order for you, Lucetta, to do any of the things that you're doing, you have got to have a pretty focused schedule because you are in the middle right now at the time of this recording of the long session, which are crazy hours and just intense days. So many things are packed into your day. I mean, it is scheduled down to the minute, as I have learned. And yet you also still have a personal life, a husband, 4 kids, 2 grandkids, pets, friends, other things that you're interested in and like to do, and still just trying to take care of yourself also. And that's always impressed me. I'm always amazed, like, I don't know how she does it. Does she ever sleep? Because you do make time for people and you're there for others and you still have time to work out and look put together and still work 12-hour days. So anyway, let's give a little encouragement to maybe anybody else who's like, how do I fit all these things in my life? Let's actually start with the legislative stuff first. Tell us what a day in the life of a state representative looks like.
Certainly will. But I have this fun little story that I'm going to share real quick. I remember years ago reading an article, or I think it was an article probably, about the actress Jennifer Aniston. And she's a couple of years older than me. And I think, you know, she is a successful woman. She looks great. She was on Friends, which was one of my favorite TV shows. And I remember in this article, she was talking about whatever movie that she was making and that she had just finished. And she said on the last day of filming, when she was done, she went to her hotel room and she ate a cheeseburger. And I was like, that is the most depressing thing I've heard of. Like, you only eat a cheeseburger when you're done filming. Like, I grew up on a farm with cows. Like, I love cheeseburgers. I love French fries. I love all these things. And it was just her talking about how she keeps up with what is the expectation in her world and the discipline that it takes, you know, to do what she needs to do. And I have thought about that silly, funny little article that I read a lot in the past several years that I've been in the legislature, because it takes discipline and it takes a rigorous schedule and some things that I have to make sure are done certain ways, or else I will not be able to do what is required of me to do. So with that, I'll jump into the legislative day. My legislative day starts at 5. It probably could start sooner, but I really do believe that sleep is very important and you have to listen to your body. For many years, I was someone that needed 9 to 10 plus hours of sleep. And as I've gotten older, I have realized I don't, but I do need at least 7. For me, that's where it's at. I would like 8, but 7, I can still function where I need to. So I need to be asleep at 10 so that I can get up at 5. And I'm not someone who hits the snooze over and over. I hear the alarm go off and I am ready to start my day. And I start my day with just a little intentional time, either prayer or thinking through what's happening of the day, getting my thoughts collected. And then I and my dog Finn go downstairs and I get him his breakfast, I make mine, and we go out and see my dad, who my parents live on our property. And we have coffee with dad, Finn gets his dog treat, and my dad tells me everything that I needed to know that happened in the world of national news in the previous 24 hours. years. So I don't have to worry about reading anything or listening because he is fully will prep me every morning on that. And then I, you know, come back in and get ready quickly and I'm out the door. That's 2 days a week. Those are my Mondays and Tuesdays. My Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I do put a workout in there. And so I belong to a local gym and I do the 6 o'clock class and my kids, some all depends on the day, are there. And I really have to give them the credit because I certainly am not disciplined enough to do that by myself. But they're my accountability. And so there's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I am hitting the gym and making sure that my body's moving and I'm keeping up my strength training and cardio. If I miss a couple weeks, like I literally hurt when I wake up. Our body just has to move. And in this job in the legislature, sometimes we're sitting for hours and hours and hours. Every committee is an hour and a half and you're sitting there. And I don't think we realize if it's a real, you know, hot topic or a contentious bill, sometimes you're just sitting there and your body is just in that stress, shoulders hunched up and stomach clenched. And you don't realize till later, like, wow, I really needed to stretch or move, but we don't always get that option. Sometimes we're on floor. Last week we were on floor till 8 p.m. and there was 6 hours, I think, of floor time where, again, you're sitting. So it is important that I move. I have upped my supplements and make sure that I'm getting enough vitamin D, vitamin B. I do some cognitive supplements for my brain. I try to eat correctly because I just, again, I can't have crashes. I can't have brain fog. I can't, not in this day-to-day routine. Mm-hmm. So those are all things that I try to be very disciplined on to make sure I'm setting myself up for success. And then my day is in the Capitol. I mean, much like a lot of people's work days, filled with meetings and work that I have to prepare for and computer time. So I'm going through all of those things, and it is a quick shift from one topic to the next topic in a matter of minutes. My meetings are usually, if they're with people, they are 15-minute meetings, and I need to be ready to go on the topic at hand and understand everything they need to tell me about a bill in 15 minutes and then be ready for the next one. And there's no in-between time. If I have an hour, there's 4 15-minute meetings, 4 different topics. So I have to be on alert, ready to go. There are a lot of evening things that happen in Salem when the legislature is in session. I would say every single evening a legislator could go to an event, and I've just opted to not. I really do value my time with my husband and my family, and not to say that I don't go to any, I do, but I really try to be strategic in which ones I go to, and I limit them so that I can have also that other part of life, your home balance. I need a little time to decompress at the end of the day so that you don't start to just feel worn down and wonder what it's all for. I do have a bit of a commute. It's 40 minutes in and 40 minutes home, which is a nice time to either prep for the day with phone calls or my thoughts, and same thing going home. Sometimes I just put my phone down and turn up the music, and that's how I decompress on my way home. But you mentioned the other parts of life with friends and family, and those are all things that are important too. And I try to be very intentional about checking in with the people in my life that pour into me, that help me be a better version of me, and people that I want to invest in. And obviously when I'm in long session, I don't have as much time, but a simple note of encouragement or a quick call to check in or a text, and or a monthly dinner with my besties is something that definitely puts fuel in my tank. And that's also a necessity.
Absolutely. You know, you had mentioned, just kind of going back to the legislative day quickly, that you have to be ready within 30 seconds to go from one thing to another. And this really won't be a huge topic of this episode. We'll talk about this more in a future episode, but you've got two amazing ladies that are part of your team, Jessica Snook and Claire Lynn. And I know that part of what they do, right, is to help you be prepared to switch from that 15 minutes to the next 15 minutes, then to the committee and so forth. Maybe you can touch just quickly on how that factors into your day. I mean, I kind of picture you running from one thing to another and quickly meeting with them saying, what do I need to know? And what came in and who's answering this email? And wondering if you ever get to eat also during this day.
Yeah. No, gosh, you don't. And it's probably not a healthy weight loss program, but it does happen for me during session because there's just not as much time to eat. I have a little mini fridge here in Salem and keep it stocked with protein drinks. Claire and Jessica are amazing. I could not do this without them. So Jessica is my chief of staff and she handles my calendar and my emails. So last night I looked at my legislative email inbox and I saw we were well over 100. And I just thought, gosh, I'm glad it's not Monday. But by the time I got here this morning, there were none. And she had went through all of those and she'll sort out. I have my own, folder that she'll pull things over that I need to address personally, or we'll talk about ones that she is going to respond to. And we have a system in place for how we can get through all of that and manage it in an efficient way. And then with the calendar, she's just amazing at her job. So she keeps me prepped and, she'll either give me a 2-minute warning if I'm meeting with someone in my office and then prep me, you have 2 minutes, and then she's prompt to come back and say, and your next appointment's here. And oftentimes as I'm saying goodbye to one and the next are coming in, she's handing me a piece of paper with notes that I need to know. So of what the next topic is about. If I get out of her sight for too long, she will send me a text telling me where I need to go next just to remind me. And she'll even come hunt me down to make sure I'm at all of the places I need to be. Claire Lynn works on my policy and specifically for labor and business that I am vice chair of. She writes my policy briefings. And so we dive into the bills that we hear in that committee in extreme depth. And we're constantly going back and forth on getting prepared so that then I can prepare my team. I have two other Republicans that sit on that committee with me. And as vice chair, it's my job to make sure that I am fully immersed in the knowledge so that then I can give them the overview and we can talk about votes.
Yeah. Well, they are amazing ladies and absolutely critical to your team. I know it's so wonderful with any part of life, whatever your career is, whatever you're doing, to have a good team around you of just really wonderful, dependable, smart people.
Yes.
And they are fantastic. Now, I wanted to ask kind of within that, for your constituents, for all the people who live in the areas which you represent, if they have a question or a concern or a topic and they are wanting to talk with you and meet with you because you represent them, when it's during long session compared to out of session or even compared to short session, does that change when and how they can connect with you?
Yes. As their representative, I always want to hear from my constituents. And it doesn't mean that I have the time to meet with every single one always, but I appreciate the emails or phone calls or a letter or whatever as just a way for my constituents to tell me how they feel about different issues at hand. I find that very valuable. And whenever a constituent sends in their opinion on a specific bill, we file all of those with the bill. And before I go to the floor to vote on a bill, I always check my constituent response to see what people from my district are saying and how they're weighing in. So it's very important to me. But in addition, yes, I do want to meet face to face if that's the desire as well. It is just a lot harder right now in session, but I will always make time 100%. So it may take a little longer to get on the calendar, but I will make it happen for a constituent. And then when I'm not in session, it's called the interim. Then I have a couple days that are set aside each week. And I meet in McMinnville, where I live. I have an in-district office, and I will meet with constituents there, or I go out and I do tours of different, maybe it's a business or a facility or what have you that people want me to come and check out. I'm trying very hard not to overdo it because this job, while they say it's part-time, so really we're only tracked for when we're in session, obviously, there is much to do when you're not in session, but I also still am involved in our family businesses and I have a role to play there. So part of my week in the interim is spent working my private job as well. But when I'm in session, I oftentimes will have to go into my office in McMinnville to work on that private side on the weekend or maybe on a Friday. Those are my shorter days in Salem.
So kind of shifting back to your personal life, because I know, I mean, plenty of listeners are not going to be in politics, but they might be in some other career or other chapter of their life that just demands so much of their time, so much of their mental energy, so much of their physical energy. And it's hard to find that time to invest not only in themselves, but their family and friends. And you mentioned a little bit how you can fit that in. You get to see your kids sometimes working out or trying to have your evenings with your husband and so forth. But are there any other ways that you continue to find time for your relationships during the long session that maybe would just offer encouragement to anybody else trying to figure this out?
Yeah, I think we all have that close group, that inner circle of people around us. And those people are just going to make it on the calendar. And you just have to make that a priority. I have a couple of girlfriends that live in other states now, but I use my drive time to once a week or every other week to, you know, have a half an hour to talk with them and to catch up on our lives. Ones that are closer, we do a monthly dinner and, you know, that way we can get together and stay connected. I live in a beautiful part of McMinnville next to the lovely walking path. And that's a great time to call a friend and, you know, get out on the weekends now that the weather's getting a little nicer and combine the exercise with some visit time. So I think it's just the intentionality of making sure that it's on the calendar.
I noticed the other week how creative you were, where you found one of your best friends and needed to connect and you had to go to the same place. So you just carpooled and mm-hmm. got to catch up that way. And now with the two new grandbabies, once this long session ends, do you get to factor in grandma caretaking time?
I hope so. That is the plan. I have been, even during this in the last month, I've been going over on the weekend and doing a little, you know, relief nighttime duty for both of the new moms. And I do hope to be able to continue to have some more hours that I throughout the week that I can be helpful.
Yeah. Well, they're very, very blessed to have their Gigi available. You know, thinking of a day in the life of Lucetta Elmer, if you had a full day that was just completely free with no obligations, what would that day look like?
At this point in time, I just sit. I think I would sit and stare out the window and have nothing that was vying for attention in my brain or no issue I had to resolve. One of my favorite things that I love to do is Denny and I just have a day where it's unscripted and we can just sort of meander, just, you know, oh, this sounds good. Let's go check this out or let's take a drive. But I like that one-on-one time with all my people. This last Friday, I hosted a surprise party for one of my husband's cousins and it was quite the thing. I decided to do a casino night and we had the big party people out of Portland come and actually set up real gaming tables and we had the up lights and we had the giant cards as decor and we had dinner and there was a color theme in what we wore and he was surprised and it was all the stuff. And it wasn't a hard one to do, but right now with my current life on Thursday night, I was thinking, what on earth why did I decide to do this? And definitely didn't get my 7 hours of sleep that night. But the day of, my oldest daughter just sort of tagged along with me and, you know, we had to go do the Costco thing and set everything up and just do it all to get it in place. And while it was an exhausting day, it was also just so fun. I love having just that one-on-one time with one of my people because there will always be laughs and singing usually. And it to me, that fills my cup.
So fun. Yeah. As you were describing that, I'm thinking you did what during long session?
I know.
And I have been to a Lucetta event. I've been to many Lucetta events, and they are always above and beyond anyone's expectations. That just it's very exciting to know that there's, you know, some sort of an Elmer event on the calendar, because you just know you're gonna be amazed and have the best time. And I'm really impressed that you pulled one of those off during this particular long session. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And I think he truly was surprised. So even better.
I love it. So your long session ends. When does it end?
Yeah, the end of June.
And then you will hopefully get a few days to just stare out the window and do nothing.
Yeah, I will. It's just, you know, summer in Oregon is a beautiful time, but I think because we're so looking forward to the sunshine after a long Oregon winter, that we also like just go, and you know, the days are so much longer, and I just hate going to bed when the sun's up, and so it's a challenge to not run myself ragged in the summer when I really don't even have the same crazy schedule. So it will be busy coming into July. You know, there's just all of the things that July offers, which are fun and amazing and great time in Oregon. But it will be a busy summer, and then we'll move into fall, and there's a little more reprieve. But then you're also thinking about getting prepared for the next legislative session and family holidays, and there's just always something that's next. But I do look forward to some long walks in the sunshine and more downtime.
Yes. Well, I know you'll also be just very devoted to your job and your family and your constituents and everything. And I think that's what makes you special. Hopefully listeners are starting to, you know, really get to know you personally and see that, and see that we elected a really great representative. So thank you for taking time to do this. And we're recording in the middle of your long session, so you've even just set aside half an hour during a busy day to record this for people who are interested and want to learn.
Thank you. I think it's important.
Well, as always, thank you for taking time to do this. And Oregonians, we hope you enjoyed this episode, learned a little bit more about the day in the life of our state representative, Lucetta Elmer, both personally and professionally. And you know that if you do want to connect with her, there's a few ways to do that. And we'll put that information and some links in the episode notes as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope you join us next time for Life in Legislation with Lucetta.